You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics.
Patriots, how is everyone doing tonight? It is Saturday. It's time for your weekly dose, Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated host, Dave Kopasch. Sure is mighty fine to have you on board. What a busy, busy week it has been. My goodness, last week I had to call in from the road. Had my usual technical difficulties there, but I'm slowly working through those, so forgive me on that. But busy nonetheless. We had several events that we were out at, and boy, I'll tell you what, there's some exciting people starting to come out of the woodwork that I see. I'm pleasantly surprised to be going to events where 75-85% of the people there I don't know. That's kind of an interesting thing. Maybe people have been pinched enough to finally wake up from their slumber, all right, stick their heads out of their shell and see what it is that people are all excited about. And all I can say is I hope it's not too late. Things have gotten pretty bad. Maybe I'm projecting a little bit, coming from the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts here. We are kind of the socialist cesspool of all kinds of progressive agendas. You know, what happened out in the Santa Cruz area of California back in the 70s and 80s, that same UN Agenda 21 bomb splattered all over Massachusetts as well. We are kind of the biotech nucleus, I guess, the deepest part of the swamp in the Cambridge and Boston area, of course. We've got things in our schools here that you would not believe. And in some of the other states that are less progressivized, you would just not believe that human beings would actually institute these policies. But we've got them. Oh, we got them in spades here. And it's coming your way. Definitely coming your way. The trend across the country that I've seen is that we've acquiesced local control. We've blurred and or abolished counties. That's right. I come from the Commonwealth here. 14 counties, I believe at least 8 of them have been completely abolished and gone. And there's a few that kind of remain on paper, but they're really just window dressing. We have county sheriffs, but they've been tucked underneath the governor, which is completely inappropriate and unconstitutional. They are a constitutional officer. And, in fact, the highest law enforcement officer in the county. So they do not belong at, like, a cabinet level under the governor. Yet, here we are. All right? And the same people that clamored and cried and said, oh, man, county government is so corrupt. County government is so expensive. Do we really need it? Let's get rid of it. Look at all this corruption. Look at how much this costs. And they, you know, appealed to the voters, and the press played along, and yep, they're gone. And the same people, all right, the same ones in charge. Hey, man, you know, oh, boy, you know what would be real inexpensive if we were able to pool our resources, work together as communities? Yeah, you know, kind of regionalize a little bit, you know, have a regional approach to things. Now, they had a regional approach. They had a county region. All right, it could have been just as easily done. But what they did is they wrestled away from the people a constitutional layer of government and replaced it with a new Soviet. That's right, the regional planning commissions. We are slathered in regional planning commission ooze and vomitus all over the state. It is an unbelievable mess, and it is only getting worse. They churn out policies, off-the-shelf policies and bylaws, and these little brainiac ideas for ways to envision for your community, all right? These mission statements, not mission statements, but visioning statements, all right? Where your community gets together and adopts some real flowery language about what type of community you want to be. Do you want to be like a bedroom community, a tourist community, a business community? What, you know, what's your thing? All right, and they project this 10 years in advance, and then all your boards and the rest of the Soviets, well, that's when they start putting those policies into practical use. All right, and they're everywhere. Just because you don't pay attention to town hall doesn't mean that they're not hard at work selling you out. Many times these people come in, like they're the savior, saying, hey, look at this great stuff that we could do. We'll help you do it. We'll even get you grant money. Yeah, some of that free grant money, you see. And now, here at least here in Massachusetts, I see nothing but a trend going our direction in other states. I don't care how south you are, how west you are. The trend is moving towards socialism, which we've got it. Oh, we got it. All right. So you want to know what's coming your way, or you want to look into your own little crystal ball in terms of property rights, parental rights. You know, I don't know about you, but here in Worcester, right smack dab in the middle of Massachusetts, school committee this last week voted in one of the most perverse, filthy sexual education curriculums in existence. 3 out of 5 people on their school committee are perverts. I'm just going to say it, because the stuff in this in these curriculums, you know, and if you ask someone at the school, well, you know, what are you teaching? Well, you know, can you show us, can you give us some the material so we can look at it if you were a parent and wanted to say, oh, yeah, well, this is all biologically based and medically based and age appropriate. And they give you all this window dressing talk. Hand you a couple of pamphlets with some little cartoon pictures on it and some generic statements that you can't extrapolate anything from. Yet when you start going to the links that are provided during the classroom lectures, all right, the other things that you sign up to with your child's email that you as a parent don't have privy to, and before you know it, your child is being taught by an adult with some sort of credentials, I guess, that it is in their best interest to use cellophane when you're having oral to anal sex, you see. Now, you know, I got 2 sons, and I remember when they were very small, sitting back and thinking, you know, boy, what am I going to say? What is that day when we got to have that birds and the bees talk? You know, I can't say that ever popped into my mind once. Not once. And I can't imagine I'm the only parent out there that thinks that this is just completely off the wall. And you dig deeper and you find out they are sexualizing our children to do things that they shouldn't even be thinking about for years to come. Thinking certain acts are actually very natural when in fact they're being violated or being set up for a true criminal assault. The other thing that we're slathered in here, which should be as of no surprise to anybody when you have curriculums like this, progressive socialist policies as we do, dissolved counties as we do, is we're up to our eyeballs in pedophiles. Can you imagine that? A moth being attracted to a flame. Huh. All right, we got a call already from Idaho. Marcus, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Marcus. How are you tonight?
I am living and connected with God. I believe right now we are going through the beginning of woes in our society. What we have here is a president who has black eyes, and he has a wife who is a whore. Babylon the whore. She is wearing fishnet stockings coming off of our Air Force One. And you guys just got your pipeline shut down from Texas to the East Coast. That's going to shoot up your gas prices exponentially. We're seeing propane prices, car prices, house prices skyrocket. I bought a piece of plywood a week ago for $52, and then I had to get one more piece, and it cost me less than a week later $40 more, so $90 for that piece of plywood. This is going to exponentially destroy our nation because we're going to go through a systematic destruction of prices, which are going to raise through the roof, and everybody's going to be caught unawares from that. This is not something that's going to be going good.
You're exact.
We've got so many people which are on the government dole right now from unemployment, and the states are going to cut off that unemployment in this next month or two, so that they're going to have nothing, and they're going to be in the midst of a time where our prices are through the roof, and they're not going to know how to handle it. We're going to have riots and everything else because of this, and everybody's going to blame the white man, and it's going to be a terror against the white people of society. If you're in a place where there's minority population, it's going to be very, very dangerous. And if you haven't gotten supplies that are going to take you through this, you're going to be in a very, very bad place, and all of us are going to be in a very bad place.
Yeah, yeah.
This week we got in
three books, you know, because I am not going to count on the internet, so I'm always buying first aid, herbal remedy books, things like that. But getting back to your point about inflation, and you're exactly right, but, you know, sometimes when you see government intervention, bad policy comes out, they begin tinkering where they shouldn't, that ripple effect takes place through the entire industry and sometimes can affect the entire economy depending on what it is. So sometimes there's a lag to those. You don't see the impacts right away.
I don't necessarily feel this is government. I feel that this is a lockstep intervention between the CIA, the Mossad, the powers that be, people like Soros, the huge bankers, the powers that have been engineering this for the last 150 years, and this is a culmination point.
No, sure.
I don't necessarily feel that this is our government. I feel our government is totally ruled by these individuals and run by these individuals. We can see that by the steel. But I don't think that we should be saying that our government is in charge of this.
Oh, not at all. They're just one of several puppets in the show here. The bankers, you know, there is an entire layer of global government, and it uses that Soviet system I was just talking about to drill deep. You know, that's the UN's global to local, where they go right around state government and bang, they're right in your community somehow, some way, in a policy that came in through, you know, a Soviet. You know, to speak to your case about housing prices, and you said that sheet of plywood and how much it went up. Well, I can tell you right now, I live in an area up here, one of the main commodities in our neighbors to the north, New Hampshire, Maine, they're all trees. Nothing but trees. Yeah, we got huge swaths to go through here. If you look up a Forest Legacy Program, you'll see that they are trying to lock up this important resource, and then it's economics 101. It's all about supply and demand. You know, there's a demand for wood, new houses, and just repairing the existing homes. There's always
I think we need to get beyond the idea of economics, and that there's people inside of our system which are running our Wall Street and such like that. These are people much deeper than that. This is a system that Wall Street does not control. Our bankers do not control. The people who run the lumber mills and the governors and the senators, and there's no control structure over this. This is a big, blank, dark cabal that is running this, that has planned this for a very long time, and they are putting into place, actually making the plan. They are in a chess game right now, and they are moving the pieces. We are in that time right now. There is no time to start talking about what's going to happen with everything. We need to be readying ourselves. We need, if we are not ready right now, we need to get everything that we can to ready ourselves to have a long-term disaster upon us, because that's what we have.
Yeah, I agree. We all need to be prepared, even for natural things that might occur. Being prepared is always a good thing. It's up to everybody. You can tell people all you want, but, you know, you can lead a horse to water. Hopefully people are starting to see the urgency with that and take your advice. I think that's exactly what people should be doing. But I don't disagree with you. I know that there is a layer out there, you know, that is in control and has been planning this, and they're opportunists. They will use any crisis to leverage in, to their advantage. But at the same time, you know, we have got to remember that we've got some control ourselves. And at the local level, I see those policies, those things that started at the international layer. And I come from a place of experience here, in that I just finished a 13-year stint as department head in conservation. So I've seen land trusts that come in, convince my entire town that they want to preserve an old farm, and then the conservation restriction bans tractors, okay, bans tree cutting. Okay, so I see the international source of these policies and how it materializes right in our towns. So I agree with you. I'm just sounding the alarm and trying to empower people that's where the tires meet the road. We need patriots on boards of health, city council, conservation, planning, firm up your sheriffs, firm up your county government, push the regional planners out. All right, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI, they call themselves Local Communities for Sustainability. But no, that's the international community, part of the Soviet. So,
oh, yep. Certainly. I've been talking about Agenda 2020 for the last 20 years.
Marcus, thank you.
I've been writing things about that.
Going to break right now, Marcus. Thank you for your call. And we'll be right back with a call from West Virginia. Redfield Politics, Public.
you learn a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
I've got a few things on my mind. We've got a few callers on the line, and we're going to see how many of them we can burn through this evening. But our last caller, Marcus, was right. There's no reason why, while everything is up and things are as good as they're going to be under the circumstances, there's no reason we shouldn't try to be prepared. All right, you got to eat. So, you know, start with the basics if you haven't already. Get yourself a go bag that you carry, a little extra one at the office or wherever you work, every vehicle. Be ready. That's all I can say. Time is now if you haven't started already. We got a caller Chance from West Virginia.
Yes. Well, hello again, Dave.
Chance,
I didn't hear your dog. How are you? I didn't hear your dog bark in the background. I hope you don't have no damn face mask on him.
Oh, no, not Fletcher. He's right over here sleeping right by my side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. I could just picture that. Okay, we got to stop meeting like this, Dave. People are going to talk. You know, your last caller was right. This is the beginning of woes, according to the Bible. All one has to do is look at all the damn debauchery going on. I mean, it's obvious. You know?
Yeah, it's it obvious. Is. But, you know, we were instructed not to tolerate it. You know, we don't have to tolerate it. And I think last week we talked a little bit about the nature of those that are more conservative. They're more reserved. They're not as outgoing. They're not in-your-face types. You know, they really want to just be left alone. And that inherent part of them makes them a little late to the game sometimes. People should have been out fighting for their liberties and parental rights and things like that a very long time ago, and it's been bred out of us.
I got a newsflash for them. They're not going to leave you alone unless you make them leave you alone. That's the way it is. You know, I admire people like you. Me, I couldn't or I wouldn't want to do what you do because I'd feel like I'm yelling to the others to get off the damn railroad tracks because the train's coming, and they just won't listen. So
yeah.
I admire your patience. Me, I couldn't do it. Oh, by the way, I just love that little feet sound that you play, man. That's,
I tried to find some less common things out there. You gotta tap your foot too once in a while.
There's a lot of good music out here that people just aren't aware of, that from bands that just don't make it big, and it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. What is it now, your fourth or fifth week now, Dave?
I think this is my fifth one now this week.
Happy fifth now.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been having a good time as this show has evolved. Back in 2009, it started out as I got my kids actually a slot on a local FM station. It was part of their homeschooling for us. And the station, it was a local FM station. They thought it was kind of a cute idea, and they gave them their own show. And then I said, geez, you know, I got to drive an hour up there and drive an hour back and, you know, do that every week. And I put in my own proposal, and I'll be darned if they didn't take it. But it happened to be in the heart of the most progressive area of Massachusetts, which is right around UMass in Northampton. And my goodness, I went over like a lead balloon once they realized what I was about. They had three other programs whose programs were openly socialist. Yeah, one of them was an instructor. The host of the show was also an instructor over at Smith College. So it's right in people's faces here. It's becoming the new normal for decades now. And, boy, I'm here to warn everyone across the country that the roots, the poison weed, is already there. It's come in through the American Planning Association. So this it's not coming. It's here. But, you know,
well,
we got to...
You're in a rural area, like myself, correct?
Yeah. We're out in the country here, but it's a whole different culture when you get into Boston, Springfield, Worcester. You know, those areas, even right now with the COVID fear porn out there, those areas are much more hostile than they are out here. I've got all the local places that I go to because I've not worn a mask since this thing began. And, you know, they're all pretty well trained. Thank you very much, Dan. It's always good to hear from you. We got to go to break right now. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Last time I saw you, you had tears in your eyes. You lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
It is Red Pill Politics time. Time for your weekly dose. I am your host, Dave Kopasz, known to run with scissors. Yeah, it happens. I have got a whole bunch of parallels, and I'm going to draw with folks from things that trickle down from the international community on a pretty regular basis. It is clear as a bell to me. Not everybody is, you know, like I kind of ended with before the break. You know, I spent 13 years in better than that. Only 13 of those years was I a department head. I was involved with local government and agents from various boards of health in my area. So, you know, I got to see how that sausage was made. And, you know, the towns out here, they kind of just go along to get along. The cities are run by people with agendas, larger agendas. This stuff still happens in little town USA. You know, it's just the same few families that rotate into and out of certain seats. And, you know, everyone's got their own agenda, big or small. And it's a rarity, it seems, for someone to just rush in and want people to, you know, run their own lives. You know, they'd rush in and don't have an agenda. Hard to find. It's a commodity. And the day that starts happening is the day things turn around. We have a caller from Texas. Andy, how are you tonight? We still got Andy on the line?
Yep. Here we go. Yep, Andy's here.
Excellent. How you doing? Happy Saturday to you, Andy. How are things in Texas?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's as hot as a villager, and then tomorrow it's going to be cold again. I mean, this weather's... But, yeah. Isn't it amazing how much the American people... I mean, look at how we have come through our, let's call it, metamorphosis from early American to now. And what we've let government get so much involved in what we're doing. I mean, at what point did somebody give hand the chassis over to the government to decide what you, me, and everybody else around us shouldn't do? You know, I mean, with all these codes, ordinances, and all this different stuff, they started to strap us in with, I might as well have had a whip on us. I've always said, I mean, I've been in and out the court system a few times, and I've always said, you know what? We're living in a work release program in our country. And then when you go to jail, that's solitary confinement. When you get solitary confinement, when you're in jail, that's torture. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, because the cops run around the cities and stuff like they're some sort of jail guard or prison guard. Yeah. So, I mean, we literally, I mean... And as soon as somebody with a badge and a gun shows up on the scene, oh, my God, they're the boss. They have no idea. They might just show up. They have no idea what's going on. But all of a sudden, they're the boss. Get away. Step aside.
Enforcement officers rather than law enforcement officers.
Well, yeah, but doesn't that kind of tick you off, though?
Oh, it does. But the trend is, I was talking about trends earlier on when we started, and, you know, you mentioned, you know, what happened to us between then and now. And I would say one of the big things that I saw in the trend that developed was then we were an agricultural-based society. You know, it was agriculture that drove everything. You know,
we were country boys.
Yeah, exactly, but security was local. Our food was local. You know, there was no little town out in the, when they were settling the West, no little towns developed, no little gold towns until there was food. So we were very closely tied to industries that were our natural assets, those things that we needed in day-to-day life. We got as close as we could and kept government as far away as we could. And that trend has reversed. We've now, government literally controls the rate at which food and resources come in and out of our towns and who they are supplied by. I don't drive by my food anymore. I don't know about you. but, you know, that's a dangerous trend. We got to get back. Trade's got to be popular again. Not every kid's going to be a software engineer. So I say we trend back towards an agricultural-based society. Teach kids how to grow food and actually grow food on the land and resources we have. Cut trees and use them so some lumber goes down.
I actually wonder what it would have been like, how our world would have been like had we not had the money. I mean, certainly gold was, I mean, it was rare. I don't know how that all, it came from ancient times, so we had to deal with that, silver and whatnot. It has intrinsic value and stuff, but I often wonder how it would have been like had people grown up and all we did was barter. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I grew up building barns, let's say. And so my neighbor needs a barn. Well, you know what? We need some beef to get through the winter. So I'll tell you what, I'll trade you a barn for 3 years, heads of cattle.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'll breed one and I'll give you the first calf. You know what I'm saying? Now,
well, things you know like that. Maybe that's one of the best kept secrets here, is that there are places like that. I mean, I'm a kind of a country boy where I am, but one of my favorite places to bow hunt is upstate New York. And it's in a community where, I mean, it's just all squared off sections of fields with these little guts, these little ditches that have brush and bramble and then rolling hills and deer all over the place. And you wave.
Yeah, when you nail them with the bow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, you go down to the local store and you can get breakfast in the morning, get your oil changed, grab a can of soup, and everyone knows everyone. One guy's a welder, and he'll barter with another guy who can fix your roof, and that is how they get by out there. You know, they do
it.
That. There's not even not always an exchange of money, whatever that is, whether it be gold or Federal Reserve notes. Sometimes, you know, they just do things for each other that they would otherwise have to contract for.
And a lot of times they don't, they're not expecting any kind of thing in repayment. It's just neighbor helping neighbor. And he's like, well, hey, guess what, man? I really appreciate you helping me fix the door on the garage out there or whatnot. Here's an apple pie. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it should be. And that's the way it was, I think, at some point. But then we got so greedy for money, and then here come them bankers. I mean, the Rothschilds said, give me control of any country's monetary system, and I care not who makes the laws. And by God, they got a hold of our stuff.
Yeah.
So, and it's not just the Rothschilds. There's many of them up there. Anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you for your time, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for listening. I wish everyone well there in Texas. What part of Texas are you from? I got a good friend there in the Sugar Land area. Is that anywhere near you?
I'm in Lubbock, just south of Amarillo, about 160 miles south of Amarillo. I'm in the Panhandle. They call it West Texas, but I call it the Panhandle.
I worked with a wonderful deputy sheriff out there who was working with me with Jeanette Finnicum. We sent like 3 truckloads of storm supplies down there when you guys got whacked with that hurricane. But he what a great guy he was. He was a great resource, got that stuff right to the people that needed it most. Anyways, thanks very much for the call, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Andy.
All right, sir.
Yep. You know, there's some good people in the world out there, too. We all talk about, especially most of the broadcasts that I've done, it's usually bringing to light these things that we should actually be having open debate about. And, you know, sometimes we got to, I guess, just sit back and take a deep breath. You know, and, you know, all those worries, all those things will be there tomorrow. but maybe we'll spend the show and do something a little more lighthearted. You know, once in a while, we do have to lift our spirits, recharge our batteries, and know that there's good in the world, and there is. All right? Ordinary people can do extraordinary things. It's amazing. You just don't know who you're going to bump into, and in a situation that seems bleak, and they bring you leaps and bounds ahead. You know, networks. It's about who you know. And also quality. Quality over quantity, always. But we got to have confidence in ourselves. All these things, it seems we almost always gravitate towards a part of the discussion being about the international community and those powers, not only in our government, but above it. claiming to be above it. Well, those things are, they exist, they're true. There are people out there that maniacal, all right, they can't just mind their own damn business, earn their own damn way. They got to control everything that their eye sees. Well, that conflicts with freedom and liberty. And what was supposed to be our safe ground here in America, well, no. The new Soviet will have none of that. Got another caller from Texas. Mark, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the call.
Hey, good show.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind? What do you think? Am I crazy?
No, dude, you're right on. You know, I've had a new thought last week. And, you know, propaganda seems to work on both sides. Now, we see the left and the media, but, you know, one thing I've become aware of is it's also happening on the right. And, for instance, you know, I've always heard Walt Disney was Jew-wise. And recently, I heard on RBN or somewhere that he was a highly illuminated Mason. You know, yeah, well,
these organizations
where did that come from?
Yeah. These organizations exist. They've been around, some of them, for a very long time. But like any organization, they're susceptible to the ebbs and flows of, you know, who's at the wheel at the time, too. And not necessarily would something that exists now be what its intended purpose was upon its origination either. I don't know, but, you know, they're just another player in this when you think about it. You know,
yeah,
if we were to just assume that they exist, I think it would be naive of us to think that if we ever got caught in a situation where we were destabilized as a nation, as, you know, a people, as an economy, or the government itself, that there's not opportunists out there with any of their agendas, whether international or not, taking advantage of us. Here, I think it's the perfect storm that we've come upon where, you know, like the Masons and any of those organizations have current members, and we've had them as presidents numerous times throughout history. They've been there, and we're in deep trouble. You know,
are
any of them really in control? I think we come back, the thing that tethers us all together is the money. When people stop putting value in that Federal Reserve note, a note is an instrument of debt, but we see it written right on our money, and we think that's the end-all, be-all. We stop to exist, which, you know, we'd be in civil unrest, don't get me wrong. If that were to completely collapse and the food goes away and all that, yeah, we'd be in big trouble real quick. But,
yeah,
you know, don't you think that there's a very local solution to this that can start letting some of the steam out of the pressure cooker here? I mean, we don't have to consent to any unconstitutional diktats, state or federal, do we?
No, we don't. And absolutely saying no is what we've got to do. And, you know, what really started this whole call conversation was, you know, I heard that J. Edgar Hoover was actually straight. And that this was Russian propaganda.
Well, you know,
that just got my mind just totally, you know, just like the Holocaust. They deny it because they say it's common knowledge. We don't need any proof. Same thing here. I mean, everybody thought J. Edgar was gay and his boyfriend was, what, Clyde Tolson, and what if that wasn't true? What if that was Russian propaganda?
Well, we read
it. I don't know. I wasn't alive. I wasn't there. I never met him.
Mark,
I never met Clyde.
We got to run to break, Mark. I appreciate the call from Texas. This is Red Pill Politics, republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me. This is...
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Government, we're here to help. We'll take care of your medical. We'll take care of your food supply. We'll make sure you got plenty of green jobs. I didn't say regular jobs. I said green jobs. That's right. Those are like super duper jobs. Yes, the way in the future. Yes, the way towards equity and justice for all. That's right. And you can't disagree. You'd be a racist. Yeah, and we call you names. That's right. We march in your streets. Yeah. Can't be disagreeing with justice now. Economic justice, environmental justice, racial justice. Damn. And dopey me. I thought it was, you know, just blind justice, the same justice for everybody. Okay, or if I hopped out of my car, went over under a bridge and punched a homeless guy in the nose, and then ran across the street up into a skyscraper and punched some executive in the nose, that both would have equal access to the court, a court of competent jurisdiction, where he could plead his case equally, on equal footing. Not one favored, not one denied. Equal justice. But that is not what the cultural Marxist would have you believe. Because that's what BLM Antifa is all about. That's cultural Marxism. I know most of the folks listening here probably are already aware of that. And I'm preaching to the choir. But there's a lot of people that don't know. They've heard the word. I think that's one of those words. You know, sometimes you hear it, people use it a lot. You hear it fairly, you know, common. And they really don't exactly know what it is. Well, they better educate themselves. Here, again, if it's not in your state, it's coming. They're literally, as we speak this week, they were creating these local, what the hell were they calling them? Equity and Justice Committees, I think it was. Yeah. In your town, just to make sure that all the boards are doing the social justice thing, you know, that they have the right amount of awareness events. And we're now going back. And I remember when I was in college, I tell you what a mess it was. It was a mess. The colleges were struggling to, you know, they were always big vacuum cleaners of both money and grants to keep them alive. But they had to hire substandard professors just because they had to meet a quota. We'll be back. It's top of the hour. Going to break. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you on the other side.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss